that time, ladies and gentlemen, for the game that is known far and wide as...
Think the Float.
That too. It's time to put stuff in the bucket of water and get you free tickets right now. Let's play.
Here we go.
It is a Will It Float?
Think the Float.
That too, all brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop floatable items, shop Gibson's. And of course, Gibson's is the exclusive home of the Will It Float at Home Edition. You can find it right there on the aisle that they sell buckets.
Are they doing an Easter edition?
If you want to get some Easter basket grass and put it in that, use that as your Easter basket.
Oh, okay. All right.
Will It Float or...
Think the Float.
...is very versatile. You can even rename the contest if you want.
At your leisure. Well, thanks, JB.
Whatever you choose to call it, ladies and gentlemen, we call it right now to get you to Trisha Yearwood. If you can tell us on a Hank fan-suggested WrestleMania 41 edition. Oh, yeah!
Yay, yay.
Of Will It Float today. This is Kelly in the Ville, who suggested this and asked earlier in the week. She messaged me. She said, by chance, do you have any WWE Funko Pops? And I laughed and even sent a laugh emoji in response because, yeah, I do. A lot.
How many do you have?
There's probably too many at this point.
Okay. That's fine. How did you pick just two?
We get, it's the main event. For WrestleMania 41, we have a Funko Pop of the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, your WWE World Champion. And then we have his challenger, who if he wins, breaks the record and becomes 17-time WWE Champion. That would be now the evil John Cena.
I don't like this whole evil thing.
Well,
it's not very on brand. No one cleared this with
me. It's up to The Rock.
Do you want me to call
it's
the
It's not up to
I
us.
Need to call The Rock instead of the supervisor?
Good luck with that.
Finally!
Okay. I'm on it.
Again, as we said, the kiddo's not okay that I've taken two of our Funko Pops and we're going to use them flotation purposes today.
I'm sure they add a certain je ne sais quoi to your decor.
My parents are divided on this. Dad says float, mom says sink. And it seemed most of your opinions early on, Hank fans, were that they're going to float. I mean, they are plastic.
Uh-huh.
But they're very, very heavy on their heads. I mean, in relation to how big they are.
They're shockingly heavy. I mean, I thought they were going to be almost like a squeaky toy kind of thing, like a dog toy.
Yes.
And they are not. Because they're not toys. They're collector's items.
Thank you. But they are plastic. I think they're going to sink. You think they're going to sink?
I think they're going to sink.
It's up to you. Contestants on the line. She's out at Mineral Wells. She's Hank fan number 9, as you can hear. She's upright and mobile and driving. Amanda! Good morning. Welcome to Will It Float, Amanda.
Good morning.
There it is. And going up against Amanda. We haven't had him on in a little while. How you doing down there in DeBury? It is retired Ricky Hank fan at number 10. How are you, Ricky?
He's still kicking.
We're still kicking. He's still in contention for the WWE title. Retired Ricky is ready to go. All right, kids. You're both familiar with what Funkos are, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. To either of you by chance, they are not toys. They are not toys, Ricky. Even though Amanda did confess that her son does have several of them.
Well, I'm sure, but they're just collector's items.
I'm afraid to ask how old the son is. Okay, here we are. All right, but Amanda, you have first pickings of this when it comes to the WWE Funko Pops and a WrestleMania edition of Will It Float. Will they float? Will they sink?
They will float.
We got floats! All right! Woo! So, Ricky, you're hoping they do what?
I will go with sink.
There we are. Going with sink. So, there you go. Amanda says float. Ricky, stuck with sink. Time for the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, in addition to Will It Float bylaws, where we have 10 seconds to do what it's going to do once it hits the water to decide a victor and an ultimate champion between Amanda and Ricky. Also, if one of the Funko Pops makes the other wins by pinfall or submission, that will also count, too. All right, it's wrestling rules here. There are no disqualifications. To the Will It Float tank we go. Are we ready over there?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
As we said, streaming live on Will It Float Cam and the like. All right, hit the water in 3, 2, 1, Down go the Funko Pops. Down go the Funko Pops. It is actually the head that is not sinking them. It is what's keeping them afloat right now. We have both Funko Pops very much right now. Floating time has elapsed, and we have a winner, conclusively. Decisively.
Whoa.
The title changes hands today because both John Cena and Cody Rhodes are floating atop the tank of transparency. Maybe John Cena, it's hard to see because you can't see him. But Amanda, we know enough to say they're floaters, and you're going to Trisha Yore!
Congratulations, Amanda.
Big heads are not going down.
Yeah, this is, I am impressed. They are quite buoyant, and it is because of the bobble-type large head that they have. But either which way, Amanda's going to Trisha Yearwood. Ricky, thank you ever so much for playing. We, of course, give every departing contestant the at-home version of Will It Float.
Thanks for float.
So find a bucket near you out there. There it is, a WrestleMania edition. Oh, yeah. When it comes to those Funko Pops, they float.
Will it float?